The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
It's interesting. ESPN. ESPN, Rod. See? Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. You can't leave the programming out. ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and the SiriusXM Channel 80 app. See, I'm in L.A. right now. It's been a long day so far, up at 4 in the morning. Anyway, it's SiriusXM Channel 80. Yeah, I saw the Mayweather and Jake Paul dust up at the Mayweather-Logan Paul press conference. I'll give you my take on that in a bit. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline.
Anthony Davis has a history of injuries. He just got back, and here he is out again.
Seeding doesn't matter for the Lakers. They know if they can get healthy, the type of team they put on the floor is a championship team.
It actually, I hate to tell you, everybody, it's officially panic time in L.A. for the Lakers. Well, what about the Clippers? Shut up. We're talking about L.A. It's the Lakers. It's officially panic time. I'm hitting the panic button. Sorry. I mean, stop me if you've heard this before. AD injured as Lakers lose. Now, they don't have Schroeder the rest of the season, basically, right? Health and safety protocol, 10 to 14 days. Basically, he's out the rest of the regular season. LeBron hasn't played recently. Played and then, ankle's bothering him. Not playing again. AD trips where, like, the floor meets the not floor. Backing away from a shot, you know, after taking a shot and backpedaling and goes down. It looks like his ankle. And then they talk about back spasms. He's supposed to be back, but come on, man. They expect him to play versus the Blazers. It's a huge game. You could argue it's the biggest game of the season. AD is playing in his eighth game since missing 9 weeks. Not nine games, 9 weeks because of calf strain and Achilles tendinosis. Let me tell you something. You say the word tendinosis. Anything with tendon, in his right leg was ruled out of the second half of Thursday's 118-94 loss to the Clippers because of the aforementioned back spasms. Lakers are seeded sixth ahead of Portland, right? So who's going to have to play in the playing game, basically? Lakers and Blazers play Friday night. AD says he expects to play. He said it was probably the biggest game of the six dates remaining in the Lakers' regular season schedule. And the defending champs and the Trailblazers are in a race to avoid to playing in the play-in tournament, but I got worse news than that coming up in a second. Listen to AD at the post-game press conference about the team's mentality after. Listen, they didn't have Schroeder. They didn't even have Talen Horton Tucker and no LeBron. So there's no one to initiate the offense. Listen to AD.
I know the spirit in the locker room is still high. I mean, guys came in after the game and said, put it behind us. We got number the ball. So guys are still great with their minds and their spirit about, you know, the rest of the season. And obviously, we're fighting for playoffs quiet. And tomorrow's probably the biggest game, left of the East game. So, you know, guys are still optimistic and we're still fighting. And guys' spirits are still high.
Here's the problem. After you heard AD just say, guys still, I think that makes a lot of sense. But here's the problem with what AD said or didn't say. I don't know what the hell just happened. Here's the problem. Forget, like, I think the Lakers would win a playing game if they have LeBron and AD at most of their, like, I don't think, remember, if you're a 7 or an 8, you have to not only lose that first game, but then you got to lose to the winner of 9-10 in order to not make the playoffs. I don't see that happening with the Lakers. Because could they lose to the Blazers or the Warriors in a one-game, you know, play-in? Yeah, it could happen. Are they then going to lose to the Grizzlies or Spurs with everything on the line and LeBron and AD both on the floor? Is not going to happen. That is not the issue. In fact, I could even argue they're better off like that. Because then they are likely to play either the Jazz or the Suns in the first round. Maybe they could beat one of those teams. You know who I don't think they beat in the first round? The Los Angeles Clippers. They're still load managing Kawhi. Paul George has heard all the criticism about his play in the playoffs. Rondo is there. They are loaded. And Ibaka's not a guy, if he can come back healthy, he's not a guy who you have to, like, reintegrate in some big kind of way. He's a rim defender, floor stretcher defender, right? Like, what do you really need to do? It's not like reintegrating a piece like LeBron or Schroeder who's going to help run your offense. That's a little different. No, I don't like the matchup with the Clippers in the first round. If the Lakers aren't 100%, and now think about this. So if they fall to 7 or 8, which is possible, Blazers or Warriors could beat them in a game. I don't think the Grizzlies or Spurs will. So now they play the Jazz or the Suns round one. They could easily lose that series. But if they stay where they are, now they have to play the Clippers. A fully loaded Clippers team with Rondo. They ain't got Rondo anymore, the Lakers. Now the Clippers have Rondo. Who knows the team? Knows LeBron? Knows the Lakers? Knows AD? Knows the tendencies of the team? Rondo, who's going to be better prepared than anyone except for maybe LeBron. Don't have to run the offense and make Kawhi a point forward anymore, because Rondo can take care of that. Now Kawhi can do what he does best, and now Paul George is coming back with a vengeance, and look at how deep that roster is. Say whatever you want about Kennard. He can shoot the lights out. They got guys on that team who can play young guys, veterans. They can shoot. They can play defense. They're deep. I don't like that first-round matchup at all for the Lakers, and I don't know how they win it with no continuity. Like, put it this way. Have we seen LeBron perform miracles before? Yes, we have. He is the miracle man. We've seen him do it. We've seen him beat an unbeatable 73. You realize you win 73 games in the regular season? You've only lost 9 games all season? And now someone means to tell me that a team's going to beat you 4 out of 7? You only lost 9 out of 82. Now you're going to lose 4 out of 7? How's LeBron going to do that? He did it. But he's going to have to do something like that again to get out of the first round. The first round. And that's if they don't play in the play-in. He's going to have to work a miracle to get out of the first round. By the way, with a bum ankle. Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance.
I mean, I think that what we're seeing right now as we get down to these games, we're playing high-quality teams that want to win for playoff seeding. You know, it's a little bit of uncharted territory for this group. So this is good for us, you know, frankly.
Meantime, the Nets slumping at the wrong time after, I mean, these are the two marquee teams this year, right? It's going to be, we know every season who's going to be in the finals. Oh, what about the Jazz? It's almost like it's like an exercise in moral rectitude, right? Well, you can't count out the Utah Jazz because they play the game the right way. But, you know, in the end, you know, the team with the multiple MVP all-time great superstars, it's going to be them against the other team with a bunch of guys like that. The Lakers and the Nets, and we all know it. As I said, Lakers have their handful getting out of the first round this year. I think they should be underdogs to make it to the second round of the playoffs. I'd say less than 50-50 to make it to the second round of the playoffs. And the Nets, they just lost to the Mavericks. They got a 4-game losing streak. I mean, and here's the thing. KD and Kyrie are playing. They're tearing it up. KD and Kyrie are doing their thing. And they're losing. Kyrie said, I think it's good we have these tests now, those challenges, you know, it's been too easy at times, so it's good. Well, No, it hasn't been too easy. It's been too easy when James Harden plays. KD and Kyrie, I didn't like them to get out of the East before the Harden trade when they were a deeper team. When KD and Kyrie had more help than they have now without Harden, right? LeVert and Dinwiddie and, you know, Then they traded guys in order to bring Harden in. So now when Harden doesn't play, it's like KD and Kyrie pre-Harden trade, but without as much help. And I didn't like them when they had the extra help. No. KD and Kyrie have shown they are not the best team in the East without James Harden. In fact, let me tell you something. I'm telling you right now, if James Harden doesn't play, I will guarantee you right now the Eastern Conference Finals will be played between the Sixers and the Bucks. So the Lakers won't make it to the second round. I think they're less than 50-50 at this moment to make it to the second round. The Nets do not make the conference finals in the East without Harden. Now, with James Harden, ain't no one taking him seven games in the whole league. This is like the Sixers when they have Moses Malone and Dr. J and Mo Cheeks and everyone. You know, and it was 4-5-4, and they swept the Lakers in the finals. This Nets team is going to kill everybody if James Harden is healthy. Without James Harden, Eastern Conference Finals, write it down, it's going to be Bucks and Sixers. Here's Steve Nash, Nets head coach, of course, after the loss.
I think pressure is good. You know, you're going to face pressure in the playoffs, so we have to be pressure tested. And this is a team, like I said, that hasn't been there together before. So, you know, this is a little bit of pressure for us, a little bit of a hole to dig out of. I think these are positive scenarios that we haven't faced. You know, so for us to go through this, to have a little losing streak, to have, you know, at least three of these last games where we just weren't as sharp as we needed to be, but we had a chance to win. You know, how can we solve this riddle? How can we get over the line in some of these games? But at the same time, how can we improve and grow? I mean, we need all these games in order to get better.
And speaking of losing streaks, Kendrick Perkins tries to extend his here on the ESPN, on Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio NBA analyst. Here he is on the Goodyear Hotline. Big Perk. Perk, I said it on the air today on First Take. I'm really scared about the Lakers right now. Let me tell you why. Everyone's focusing on the playing game. They could lose a playing game to the Warriors or to the Blazers. It's possible. But then they ain't going to lose another one to the Grizz or the Spurs. I'm not worried about that. Let me tell you what I'm worried about. If things stay how they are and they got to play the Clippers in the first round, Schroeder hasn't been playing for – he probably doesn't play the rest of the regular season. LeBron in and out. THT didn't play last night. AD, I don't see how they get by the first round of the playoffs right now, Perk.
Max, look, you know what? For a long time, I finally agree with you, all right? And it's been a while, okay? But look, let me say this. The Lakers' ceiling right now in their current state is the second round. That's their ceiling, okay? Because if you go back and we have to look at what they had to do, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, for them to win the title last year, LeBron James had to damn near average a 30-point triple-double. Anthony Davis had to put up Shaq-type numbers for them to even win the title. And you take them right now with them not being healthy, along with this supporting cast, a guy who, and Andre Drummond, who I thought was going to be a difference maker, but he's proved me wrong. And you look at a guy like Kyle Kuzma, who has been inconsistent, still looks like he has a below-average IQ. And I'm looking at this Lakers team, and I'm like, they are in trouble. LeBron James has to be 100%. We all know this. He has to be close to 90%. And they don't have the time. Mac, here's the difference why, okay? One, the season, because of the season and the scheduling, and there's only six games left, it doesn't play into their favor. Two, it's not your typical season. So usually you're able to have practices and five-on-five scrimmages. You don't have that now. So with that being said, your scrimmages and the way that you're able to test your body and get in the rhythm is games. And that's why LeBron James came back. People like saying, oh, he came back too early. No, he had to come back to test the waters to see where he was, and he saw he's not there yet. So this is scary for the Lakers, and me and you both agree on this. If the Lakers, if Anthony Davis and LeBron James are 100% healthy, we would not even be having this conversation, and you and I both would have them as a clear-cut favorites to coming out of the Western Conference. But that's not the case right now. And right now, time is limited and it's valuable.
And even if they do get 100% healthy, there's no continuity. No Schroeder, no LeBron, no Talen Horton-Tucker last night. Like, no one to get him into their offense even. And AD, like, there's no continuity. And you got to face a loaded Clippers squad with Rondo. Perk, here's the silver lining for the Lakers. And this is where we disagree. I don't think their ceiling is a second round. I think they're less than 50-50 to get to the second round, right? Because of the Clippers and because of everything I just said. But I think their ceiling is still a title if Brooklyn's not 100%, and I'll tell you why. I want to read you some one of the years that the Warriors won the title and KD got Finals MVP. I want to read you a stat, some stat lines, okay? This is LeBron James in those playoffs. 46-12-5, 44-10-8, 45-9-7, 43-14-8, 42-10-12, 46-11-9, 51-8-8. Like, if someone did that in a career in the playoffs, you'd be like, oh my God, that's the greatest player. He did that in one postseason. So if LeBron is still capable of that, perk, he can carry the team. My question to you, LeBron said the other day, and I'm saying this flying under the radar, everyone's assuming, oh, you can't take him seriously, literally. He said, I'm never going to be 100% again. Is LeBron still capable of being the miracle man, yes or no?
Yes, when he's healthy, he's capable of doing it. Max, don't let Braun fool you with that talk. Let me tell you something about Braun, okay?
I'm letting him fool
you. Braun is just like you, Stephen A., and myself. When we're rehearsing to come on there and have a strong debate with one another, and we're going over our topics, and we're saying, if Max say this, I'm going to counter this, and you're saying if Perk say this, I got something for him. Everything LeBron James do is strategically planned out, okay? Like, this is something that I know, okay? And there's no way in hell LeBron James believes that the way the money that he spends, the way that he invests into his body, that he will never be 100% again. I won't believe that. I won't believe that. You cannot sit up here
and tell me it's not going to last forever. When you get older, you get more. But you get more brittle when you get older. Perk, look. LeBron James never missed week after week after week of a season except one time when he took rest, right? Remember he went on the so-called paleo diet and showed up skinny and he wasn't as good, and then he took some rest and he came back and there's LeBron James. That was an injury. Last three seasons, so since he joined the Lakers, one season he was healthy and it was an abbreviated season because of the bubble. They won the chip. The other two seasons, he missed weeks and weeks and weeks with the kind of injuries he didn't used to have. Well, why is that, Perk?
Max, because guess what? He can't help if somebody forced him to get hurt. Like, the way that he rolled his ankle, it wasn't like
who,
a freak
Mother Nature?
Accident.
Father Time?
Oh, my God. Max, that had nothing to do with Father Time, the way that he rolled his ankle, Max. That had nothing to do with Father Time. That had something to do with someone launching into him. That had nothing to do with Father Time.
Yeah, no one did that
time.
Before in like 20 years?
Who is that? You said
I'm
what now?
Perk. Okay, look. I'm saying no one ever lunged into him in 17 years. Like, that, as you get older, your body does not respond the same way. I think that's what he's saying.
Max, that's not true. We just saw Mike. I just heard you and Stephen A. arguing and debating yesterday, I believe it was, about Michael Vick still running a 4.7 40. Like, some guys is just
naturally 4.7, brother, not a 4.3.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but 4.7 is still fast, Max, for his age. And all I'm telling you is that some guys are just built differently. Everyone don't have the whack body like you and I got, all right? The whack body, meaning that, you know, our genetics just ain't blessed us with a six-pack. We just don't have that, Max.
Especially
LeBron
me.
James is a physical specimen.
I'm not debating any of that. But look, we can't get bogged down in that. All, you know, this entire appearance from Kendrick Perkins. Perk, this is my contention. You tell me where I'm right or wrong. I'm saying with James Harden, the big three are healthy. No one's taking him seven. This is back to the Sixers days when I was a kid. They got Moses Malone with Dr. J, with Maurice Cheeks, with everybody. It was 4-4-4, but it was 4-5-4. They swept the Lakers in the finals. I'm saying with the healthy Nets team, they're going to smoke everybody. But this is also what I'm saying, Perk. If they don't have James Harden, the Eastern Conference Finals are going to be played between the Bucks and the Sixers. To that, you say what?
First of all, I say that you're wrong on the first part, that they're not going to smoke everybody. And I'm standing by the 76ers to come out of the East. That's the first part. Second of all, you're right about James Harden. Before James Harden got injured, James Harden was the best player in the NBA, and it wasn't even a debate.
Yep.
What he did on the West Coast by himself without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant was phenomenal, and he kept it going. James Harden was playing at a level that we saw with the Houston Rockets. James Harden was making Joe Harris and Jeff Green better. James Harden was making DeAndre Jordan and Bruce Brown better. So I agree with you on that part. But listen to what I'm trying to tell you, Max. I think, listen, and I'm going to say this to you. I think that you are really, really, really undervaluing how deep the Eastern Conference is. And I'm not even just talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers, or the Brooklyn Nets, right? I'm telling you about the Knicks, the Hawks, the Celtics, the Wizards, if they get in. Max, it's not going to be
with no Brooklyn Nets.
I don't know why you believe it's going to be a cakewalk.
Let me be clear. If the Nets were in the Western Conference and the big three are healthy, they're smoking everybody. I'm saying they're smoking NBA if all three are healthy. I'll tell you why, Perk. Harden showed up fat and out of shape, looking like a hot mess, a walking triple-double with 30 points in wins with just KD, right? With just KD. With a whack body and everything, with just KD. Then KD is down, and Kyrie is there. Smokes everybody, including in the West. Then Kyrie goes down, it's just James Harden. He stays smoking everybody. Now you mean to tell me with all three of those dudes, and Joe Harris is the fourth option? You can't stop that offense? I'm giving you the final word, then we got to get out of here, Perk.
Max, you know what my final word is? If you can see my face right now, I need to start doing these Max Radio interviews on FaceTime or TVUs because you need to see my facial expression. And I'm telling you now, it's not good, okay?
One can only imagine. It's usually not good. Kendrick Perkins joined me on the Goodyear Hotline, the great Kendrick Perkins. By the way, if you haven't checked out Master Perk Theater on Sports Nation on ESPN+, oh, my God, you're missing out. Helping you discover the road ahead, Goodyear, more driven. Can the Packers salvage the Aaron Rodgers situation? It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning, good. All right, maybe not that good, but pretty good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Check me out on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. LA, you worried about LeBron and AD? Let me answer that question for you. Be a fool not to be worried. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Packers reportedly offered to make Aaron Rodgers the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Remember what I told everybody, how it should go down? They're doing everything they can to keep him happy. They offered to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL during the offseason. By the way, I really think, Rod, you know, like I make a suggestion on TV, on the radio, and then it's reported that this is exactly what just happened. So it seems to me that I'm controlling the entire sports world. How do you like that? All right. So now I'm going to tell them how to do this. I know they're listening. Bob McGinn of The Athletic, or as Raj writes his name, to Bob McGinn. I don't think there's a T-O in the beginning of Bob McGinn, but go ahead, Raj. He'd be making more than $45 million a year by the Packers' offer, the Rodgers would. That'd be a major raise. Rodgers set to make $21.5 million this year to include his $14.7 million salary plus a $6.8 million roster bonus. Listen to Keyshawn Johnson on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. So you could almost call it the eponymous show, but this is the eponymous Max Kellerman show. So you know what eponymous means from context, Raj, if I call this the eponymously named show?
It sounds like a large mammal somewhere in Africa.
Yes, that's correct, actually. It is. But it's also that like my name is the same name as the show. See what I mean?
Mm. Oh, okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. See, if it was just the Keyshawn Johnson show, then I could say the eponymously named, or maybe anyway. Listen to Key. He makes an interesting point about Green Bay right now. And then, after you're done listening to this,
I'm going to tell the Packers the next step in how to fix this Rodgers situation. Listen to Keyshawn Johnson.
You think about some of the great owners, Mr. Kraft, Jerry Jones, the Rooney family, Arthur Blank. Like, they have, like, personal relationships with their players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really are there in the building where you could sit down and have a conversation with them about whatever. You know, I sit in Jerry's office and literally just talk shop, whatever the case is. You can't do that in Green Bay because there's no owner.
This is a really interesting point Key brings up. And listen to me. Keyshawn Johnson, smart guy, not afraid to speak his mind, but knows a lot about football inside and out. I mean, from X's and O's to the personal side of it, has been there, done that. Why do you think championship coaches love this guy? The media used to give him a hard time, right? They acted like he wasn't a winning player type personality. But the winning coaches actually knew you can win a championship with that dude. Key understands a lot. When he says that, I'm listening, and I hear the wisdom in it. There's no doubt that that's true. That when you have an owner with a personal interest in the team, and they have that personal relationship with a star player, well, they don't have to acquiesce to everything the star player wants, but you have a better chance of keeping the relationship good. And this is not to say, I mean, I love the fact that the fans are shareholders in the Green Bay Packers, but he's pointing something out that I think is true. Now, I want to tell you something Mike Holmgren said, because Mike Holmgren knows a thing or two about being a successful Packers head coach. And he said about Rodgers from ESPN 100, he said about Rodgers, the situation, it's not good. This is a quote, that's for sure. I would call him if he were the coach right now. Holmgren would call him, and he would not leave until we had an understanding. You see, it's one thing to, hey, Aaron, will you take this money? After you've offended him enough where he's like, you know what, forget y'all. You have to, there are a couple steps to this. You have to come hat in hand. You ever see Half-Baked? When Dave Chappelle ticked off Samson, the big drug dealer who had a crossbow pointed at him. And he was like, he was trying to fake a Jamaican accent at first. And then Dave Chappelle goes, Samson, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He had to really sell it, right? You got to sell it to Rodgers like he's got a crossbow at your chest. Rodgers, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Right? Really look him in the eye and say it with sincerity. Make him believe you. That's the first thing. Then you have to say, you just explain yourself. Look, the league was changing in a way we didn't understand. And we had our hi-hat. No, we gave you the hi-hat, no doubt. Because that's the way things had always been done. It's the world we came up in. It's not the world that exists anymore. And we've learned the error of our ways. We want you involved. That's two. But we had to learn our lesson. You know, you got to give us a chance to grow like everyone deserves a chance to grow, right? If we could admit our mistakes and learn from it and get better. That's two. Three is, look at our team. With you on this team, we can win a Super Bowl. That's why we got closer this year than we did the last year. Both times 13 wins, both times NFC Championship game, but we got closer this year. We're going to get closer next year. I think a little closer means we win the whole thing. And finally, that said, please accept our offer to be the highest paid quarterback in guaranteed money who ever lived. I think if you do that, the way Mike Holmgren is saying, like, don't get off the phone until we have an understanding. Don't leave the meeting till we have an understanding. That jibes with what Key is saying about the relationship that an owner would have. And that was Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. YG in Kentucky, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Go ahead, YG.
What's going on, Max? You doing all right?
Go ahead, man. I'm good.
All right.
Man, you know I'm good. I'm talking on the radio. This isn't a social call, YG.
I just wanted to ask you what you think about Steve Nash being a first-year coach, and then what you think about the Lakers, the teams that have to play the Lakers in the playoffs. You know, they talk about the Lakers being scared of playing in the play-in game. But what you think about the teams that have to play them?
I think the Warriors or the Blazers could beat them in a game, but so could the Lakers beat them. I don't think the Spurs or the Grizzlies could beat them in a game. And if you're the seventh or eighth seed, not only to get eliminated, not only do you need to lose your playing game, then you need play to the winner of the 9-10,
And if you lose that, then you're eliminated from the playoffs. And I don't see them losing two in a row. Possible to lose the first one to Warriors or Blazers. I don't think they'd lose the second to the Spurs or Grizzlies. That's the first thing. And then what was the other thing? Oh, the job Steve Nash has done? I think it's telling that he took Mike D'Antoni and put him on the bench as an assistant. And then they grabbed James Harden. And what you see is when they've had success, it's D'Antoni and Harden, just like in Houston. But now Harden has more weapons on this team and can really be the point guard, doesn't have to score 36 points a night. And so I think a lot of Nash's success has come because of D'Antoni and Harden, and a lot of his failure has come without Harden. So now D'Antoni doesn't have the same influence on the team that he'd otherwise have. And that's my – so I think it's early to judge Nash, but he has not done anything, in my view, to stand out as a giant success as a head coach in his first year, nor has he gotten in the way of D'Antoni and Harden running their thing. So I think it's too early to tell, but those are my thoughts. Is it a lock that the Lakers and Nets make it to the conference finals? The Clippers were in the zone last night. In the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. And I'll tell you that the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, as I often do, is presented by Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Check me out on the ESPN app. Download it. Stream it. Don't even listen to it. I don't care. I just want the credit. Sirius XM Channel 80 if you actually want to listen to it. Lakers and Nets still a lock to make the conference finals. Been focusing a lot on them because, let's face it, you know who's going to be there in the end in the NBA. The team with all the superstars. Those two teams with the highest concentration of superstars almost every year are in the finals. Because best of seven. I was trying to explain this to Stephen A. and Jeff Saturday and Kendrick Perkins today when they were telling me it's harder to win in the NBA or the NFL, which is ridiculous. There are 30 teams and one, 32 teams. It's almost exactly as hard in each to win. But insofar as they meant it, the answer is it's harder to win in the NFL because it's more luck dependent. Best team doesn't always win. In the NBA, best team always wins. That's why the teams, you see, they have the best rosters, the most superstars, they win. But not if they're hurt. Not if the superstars can't play. Lakers, even if they get AD and LeBron back just in time, they haven't played together. Will they be really ready to go? And Schroeder and all the connecting pieces, man. And the Nets, same thing. Like, either if James Harden's healthy, it's a wrap. But are we sure he's going to be healthy? Oh, he's getting close. He'll be good for the playoffs. Are you sure? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. So which team between the Nets and the Lakers are more in danger of missing the conference finals? The answer is the Lakers. Oh, sorry. Was I not supposed to give that away, Raj? Okay, show's over. I gave him the answer already. Everyone go home now. Don't think about sports again until tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. Listen to James Harden at the Nets press conference.
As much as I love the hoop, like, I want to be out there. I want to be out there. But you got to be smart. And for me, it was just, all right, let's knock this thing out. Let's get this thing healthy so we can make a push. One of the things that a lot of teams don't have is talent, you know, so we don't have to worry about that aspect, but skill wise, we're elite. So I'm not worried at all. It's going to be very, very difficult for teams to beat us.
No team can beat them, not in a best of seven. I don't think any team takes them seven games if they're all healthy. And the reason I say that is because I was worried, well, it's going to take them a while for chemistry, right? When Harden gets there, didn't even take them a day. No Kyrie, just Harden and KD. They killed everybody. Then KD goes down. Kyrie comes back. Harden and Kyrie, they're beating everybody. And then Kyrie goes down. It's just James Harden. They're still beating Western Conference teams on road trips. Just Harden by himself. Now you mean to tell me all three of them are going to play? Your fourth option's Joe Harris? Has there ever been a fourth option in the NBA as deadly as Joe Harris? Because the option's going to be here, Joe Harris, shoot this with no one in your face. What? I remember back in the day, you know, Steve Kerr used to shoot 50% from three. Now, they weren't taking 9 and 10 a game, or even as a spot-up guy, 6, 7 a game, 5 a game. They weren't taking that many. But he shoot 50% from 3. You know why? What are you going to do? Oh, man, there's Michael Jordan, and there's Scottie Pippen, and later on there's Kukoc. And so whoever was putatively, you know, meaning whoever supposedly was the point guard, sometimes he'd bring the ball up. But it was really Jordan who was the primary ball handler, or Pippen. He was just the guard playing next to Michael Jordan. B.J. Armstrong, John Paxson, Steve Kerr, those dudes were wide, wide open. Now Joe Harris is going to be wide open? Ain't no one messing with the Nets. But will they be healthy? Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, the baseball season is 20% done. How great would it be if both the Dodgers and the Yankees do not make the playoffs? As of now, neither team can make is in the playoff running.
Why would that be great?
It would be great because they were overwhelming favorites to win their leagues. Okay. And right now they're not even in the playoffs. That would show the parity of baseball and shows you how difficult it is to win.
There's a randomness in baseball. Richard, I think there's a randomness in baseball that doesn't exist, say, in the NBA.
One third of a billion-dollar pitcher on the Yankees. You have the best pitching staff ever assembled on the Dodgers, and not only can't they they can't even get into the playoffs. That would be fantastic testament to
I hear what you're saying. Richard, I hear what you're saying. By the way, I once saw a study on how many games it would take to really get the best team in the league with the best record. In other words, 162 games is a huge sample size when they play 162 games. And so usually you think, well, this is not like the NFL. You get something freaky happen one or two games and a team is better or worse than they seem. Baseball, they have 162 games. We really know who's the best, second best, third best by the end of the season. It's 10,000 games you need to figure that out, in fact. You see Mayweather and Jake Paul scrap? Max Kellerman Show.